We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Same there. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. You can find out more by visiting them over at Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, or give them a call, 715-423-3120. Follow them on Facebook and all social media as well. We're going to take a break and come back with more Morning Magazine for you right here on AM 1320 WFHR.
Bring Cycling and Fitness in Wisconsin Rapids has the largest selection of fitness equipment in central Wisconsin and at great prices, too. Brings has top-rated products on the floor so you can try before you buy. True, Inspire, Teeter, Horizon, Schwinn Fitness, Nautilus, Bowflex, and Helix. Brings will help you find your next treadmill, elliptical, or home gym. Brings offers free financing, layaway, and free delivery and setup, and they service what they sell. Brings Cycling and Fitness. One stop, two stores. 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
These roads, this land, it's our home. It's what our parents built for us and what we hope to hand down to our kids. But unless something changes, we won't have anyone left to hand it to. Because as opportunity disappears, so too do our young people. Joe Biden gets it.
No longer were you going to be faced with children and grandchildren believing that the only way they can make it is to leave home, to go somewhere else to get that good job. There's no reason why it can't happen here.
And he has a plan for us.
My plan is to restore the promise of the middle class for rural America, in rural America.
Better hospitals and health care, reliable broadband internet, clean energy, and access to federal resources. So our kids have the opportunities they need to build their futures right here.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
Here's your forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center.
Cloudy skies with a chance for rain in the forecast for today. We'll have high temperatures approaching 60. Winds becoming breezy from the south. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Any lingering showers wrapping up early in the evening. Still breezy, lows in the mid-30s. Thursday, sunshine making a return, but cooler, mid to upper 40s. And for your Friday, highs reaching up to 48. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Thanks a lot, Michael. Looking at the temperatures in your neighborhood, it is 49 in Stevens Point, 50 in Marshfield, 46 in Wausau, 53 in Wisconsin Rapids.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine, presented by Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing. It's time for part two.
Welcome back, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this October 14th, 2020. Your host, James J. Mayloff here. And we are joined right now by our friends from Encourage. We have Christopher Gesch. He is the chairman of the board of directors over at Encourage. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. And you brought a friend, Kelly Brochart, joining us of Child Care Inc. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot for being with us, you two. Appreciate it. Maybe the most important question I ask, Kelly, how am I saying, your last name right?
It's actually Borchard.
Borchard. Thank you. I want to make sure to at least get that right for you there. You respect your name, at least. Brochart. Thank you for that. We appreciate it. Christopher, I know that we don't. You're going to kind of pop in and pop out here for a second. So while we have you, how are things going over there at Encourage with everybody?
We're doing well. Just as we were having some conversations about the slot on the radio here, and as we all navigate the twists and turns of life during a pandemic, we were just kind of discussing the number of things that pop up on the radar that normally would maybe go unnoticed by a lot of people or not be not provide as much of a pinch. And one of the topics that came up was childcare. And of course, with everyone's uncertain schedules and educating from home and disrupted work schedules, it just seemed like a good opportunity to help get some word out about resources that are available right here in our community. And Kelly came right to mind.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, and really do appreciate everything that Encourage does for the community, but especially around here, we really love that you guys do this, that you bring in these great personalities and people that we have in our community and give us a chance to put the spotlight on certain topics, and I could not agree with you more. I mean, child care is one of those things we just don't get a chance to talk about enough. So, Chris, we're done with you. Go ahead and go away. I'm just kidding. I am really excited to talk about to Kelly about this, and I do appreciate you bringing it around, Chris. Please say hi to everybody over there at Encourage Force.
We'll certainly do so.
Kelly, thank you so much for joining us. We haven't gotten a chance to talk to you before. So first, before we dive into things with Child Care Inc., I'd like to get a little background on you.
Sure. I'm Kelly Borchard. I've been the executive director of Child Caring for, worked with the organization about 15 years. My background is in education, and I've really spent most of my career in early childhood working with kids and then working at the Child Care Resource and Referral Agency.
Sounds like a very rewarding and a fun career.
Sure is. It really is. You can see the results of early childhood happenings throughout a child's life. So it is very cool.
Mm-hmm. For those that may not know what Child Care Inc. is, can we explain to them what that is?
Yeah. Child Caring is your local child care resource and referral agency. We're a nonprofit organization serving 10 counties across central Wisconsin. We're actually one of 9 child care resource and referrals in the state of Wisconsin. And then there are resource and referral agencies across the United States. Mainly, we help families find child care. We're a support service to area child care programs. And then we try to get out in the community and take opportunities like this to explain to communities about the importance of good quality early childhood care and education.
How far it goes, those early years for kids, and how vital it is to be giving them the information and knowledge that those brains of theirs are just waiting to soak up and everything. And it's really cool to hear about this organization, and there's something like that available for people. And Christopher touched on it earlier perfectly, that this, especially this year and this time of year, couldn't think of a better time to be able to talk to you, because there certainly is, from an outsider's point of view especially, and I'm sure from your point of view, there is a significant need for certain type of child care, regulated child care.
Yes, absolutely. In order for us to have people working, families, working parents need access to quality child care.
And in the past 10 years, there's been, you have some interesting stats about that as far as that goes.
Right. You know, unfortunately, we have just lost so much regulated child care. As much as 60% of programs have closed in the past 10 years. I remember, you know, 10 years ago, there were almost 100 child care programs in Southwood County alone. And now we're down to just about 35 or so programs in the area. There's been a significant loss in the number of people willing to do child care out of their home. That's been where we've seen the loss.
Is that something, is there some, what have you seen as the reasons behind that?
Well, I think we first started to see people sort of dropping off during the recession, you know, several years back. I think people were trying to piecemeal their child care. There wasn't as great of a need for care, the cost of care. Parents were being very creative about finding, you know, neighbors or working different shifts to, you know, alleviate the cost of care.
And that just, it's very frustrating to a lot of us, because most of us, I think, can understand that, you know, we're father time is undefeated. We're not going to be here forever. Our kids, the next generation, they are the ones that are going to be taking over. They're going to be running things, whether it is in childcare or in government or radio or anything else. So the best thing we can do is give them as much resources and care as we can to prepare them for that. And yet, those numbers are very staggering to me. In the last 10 years, 60% of childcare programs gone in Southwood County. That is something we've got to do something about. So we're very thankful that we have an organization like this around, and different people like yourselves that care and are really putting a focus on these kids.
Yeah, we appreciate that as well. I think, you know, the infrastructure of child care, there's issues with it, right? It's a business that is fully funded by parents paying for care, right? So the cost of care could be $200 a week for one child, you get a couple kids, you're gonna pay $20,000 a year sometimes for childcare, and you know it's not as if the people that work at the childcare programs, the teachers, are making a lot of money. The average cost, you know, of wages for childcare, $10 an hour. You're making good money. It's a system that, you know, really isn't supported by outside entities. It's not privately supported by business. It's typically, you know, not something that an employer would cover the cost of. While there are some supports through the Department of Children and Families to help low-income families pay for care, it's not like public schools where you've got, you know, loads of public support.
And how are you guys at Child Care Inc. Trying to help with that?
Well, you know, child caring, we have some money from the Department of Children and Families to help families find child care through our child care referral program. We have dollars that help us support a child care provider to become regulated. So we have United Way funding in a lot of the communities we serve, especially Southwood County, which helps us to offer small startup grants to child care providers to become regulated. We offer like technical assistance and on-site consultation to help improve the quality of child care through our Young Star services. We are able to go on-site and help the child care providers who choose to participate in the quality rating system to help them earn stars.
Well, when it comes to these programs and the assistance and everything, can we maybe get a little more detail with that and give people some understanding, especially for those listening that could use some of these services?
Sure. Well, for example, Child Caring helps families pay for care. That's one of the programs that we currently offer. And so depending on the county that we serve, if we look, for example, like at Southwood County area, the Wisconsin Rapids area, through our United Way funding, we have a program called Scholarship Aid, which helps families who may have are in maybe a troubling, difficult time with their finances, right? And so maybe one parent has lost their job and they're struggling to pay the cost of care while they're out looking for a job. And so that program would help families pay for child care if they meet certain income guidelines. We have a larger program similar to that called our Good Start Grants, which helps families pay for care in a much greater way. A parent might be eligible for Good Start Grants for a couple of years, depending on their income and situation. So we've got the programs that help families pay for care, and then also, like I mentioned, we offer startup meetings and grant opportunities for people to become a child care provider.
Thank you, James. I think that gives people a little bit more understanding, a little more to go on there, and also another resource. It is so, you know, we can't give parents enough resources right now for places to go. Sometimes, yes, financially, but also just another set of ears or another set of eyes to give a take on something. It helps go a long way for that. And I was looking at doing a little homework and went to your guys' website, childcaring.org, and a great website.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have so much information right there for people and everything. One of the fun things that I saw was the Young Star program there.
Yes. Yep. Yep. Thank you for that compliment. We work really hard on our website and our social media avenues to get the word out to families and child care providers about our services. And the Young Star program has been around nearly 10 years. It's Wisconsin's quality rating and improvement system specifically for child care providers. And you have opportunities as a child care provider to work one-on-one with a Young Star consultant who comes into the program and works with a director or a family child care provider to examine different areas of the program. It might be the environment or some of the education that a provider has received. And they work together to improve the practices and processes and things to make it the best care possible.
When it comes to it's such a great program. I appreciate you giving us some depth on that, because I really think that's interesting. I want to encourage people to go to your website or follow you on social media, certainly. But the website is really helpful, childcaring.org. And in that, if you click on YoungStar, there's even a link down there where you can type in your address, your city, and find out. You know, our listenership is certainly focused in the Wood County area, but we reach all over Wisconsin and really the country. So anybody out there is able to use these services or find out what the services near you are.
Exactly. That I think, that's the most important piece, to know that we're there for a resource. And so if you are, you know, listening in a different state and you want to know more about what's going on in your state, we can definitely point you in the right direction. And what I love about child caring is that we have people that actually answer our phone every day, which gets you to a live, you know, person to talk, like you mentioned, like just the support or, you know, person to just hear what your issues are and, you know, help offer solutions.
Kelly, you're saying if I call up there, I'm actually talking to a real person? I didn't think people did that anymore. That's amazing. That's fantastic. I really appreciate you mentioning that. That is a really good point to bring up. It also shows how important this is to you and the organization, that you have a real person there answering these calls and things like that. Especially when it comes to parenting, it's nothing but a gray area. You're going to get questions, or you're going to get feedback oftentimes that maybe you've never heard before, even as a parent. I know I have, just in talking to other parents. I can imagine in that position. So when it comes to the situation that we're in right now with this pandemic, how much has COVID-19 affected the work that you guys are able to do?
Well, you know, if we're looking at child caring as an organization, we are thankful to be able to have opportunities to meet with child care providers virtually. So we're doing a lot of online visits with the providers through the YoungStar program.
We hang on one second, Kelly. It sounds like we lost Christopher. So we may lose you here, too. I hope not. We'll try not to here. Are you still there, Kelly? Yep. So if she can hopefully call back, we hope that Kelly will call back here, and we can get her out. We had them on conference call, and if one person hangs up, then we get the dial tone there and such. So hopefully we'll have Kelly call back, and we can hear more from her. What we'll do is we're going to take our break here in a second anyway. We are speaking with Christopher Gesch, Chairman of the Board of Directors with Encourage, and we are speaking with Kelly Borchardt of Child Care, Inc. And Kelly, you back with us?
I am. Thank
you. Hey, thank you, Kelly. Good job. You got this radio thing down. You called right back right away. I appreciate that. I was going to go to break anyway, so what we'll do is we'll go to break and we'll come back and we'll have some more conversation, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back with more Morning Magazine in a moment right here on AM 1320 WFHR.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't, to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Interviews, highlights, and analysis with the best in the business. Others can talk about the game. Only one source can deliver the goods, and it can only be found right here on the Paul Christ Radio Show on the Badger Sports Network.
Join us for the Paul Christ Show Thursday, 6:05 p.m. all season long, right here on AM 1320 WFHR.
By the Badgers?
The Badgers play here. Tune in to every game for Wisconsin football right here.
Be sure to listen to Wisconsin football all season long with Matt LePay and Mike Lucas on the call right here on AM 1320 WFHR. Proudly brought to you in part by Ag Country Farm Credit Services.
Here's your forecast from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
Cloudy skies with a chance for rain in the forecast for today. We'll have high temperatures approaching 60. Winds becoming breezy from the south. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Any lingering showers wrapping up early in the evening. Still breezy, lows in the mid-30s. Thursday, sunshine making a return, but cooler, mid to upper 40s. And for your Friday, highs reaching up to 48. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Thanks a lot, Michael. We appreciate that. It is 52 in Stevens Point, 50 in Marshfield, 53 in Wausau, and here in Wisconsin Rapids, where you have Morning Magazine, and we are joined by Kelly Borchardt of Child Caring, Inc. Kelly, am I getting that last name right?
You're really close. Borchardt.
Borchardt. Thank you, Borchardt. I was mispronouncing letters that shouldn't be mispronounced there. Borchardt. Okay, thank you for that. I apologize, Kelly. Before we went to break, I had touched on the COVID situation, and just one of the reasons I bring it up is because I was looking at your calendar and see that coming up on the 22nd, you have an event coming up, and it's going to be presented online. So it's great whenever we can talk about these things that are going on for people, and they can attend and be a part of safely. The teaching begins, that class?
Yes. Yep. We were able to successfully take, we were starting to offer some online trainings over the past like year or so. So it was, you know, it was relatively easy for us to just make that change to put our classes online for folks. And in some ways, that's really been a benefit for people. Instead of, you know, if somebody lived in Clark County to drive all the way over to Langley County for a training, you know, it's accessible anywhere for people. I think the challenge is sometimes, you know, real rural areas have some technology challenges. But for the most part, I think people have found it, you know, really helpful to have some opportunity for that online training. Because childcare providers need to have continuing education every single year, and those are ways that we can help them meet those requirements.
Yeah, one of the things that I know that I've talked to a couple of people in the industry and that we have in common is that it is a job that you can constantly learn and get better at and grow at. And certainly when it comes to something like this, that's beneficial. Now, as far as the teaching begins with observation, online presentation, the class that you're going to have, who would be benefited by taking a class like that?
Oh, gosh. All child care providers, whether there's someone who teaches at a center or is an assistant at a center or a family child care provider, it's really important to be able to use the teaching cycle, which, you know, is observation, is the first step in that, to be able to watch what children are doing, to be able to make changes to your curriculum and, you know, lesson planning to meet individual children's needs.
Is there a registration or anything for it?
Yes, those classes. In Wisconsin, we have a system called the registry where it sort of houses all of your continuing education and classes that you've taken. And so our registration system is done through that online platform. So people could go to the website, to the training calendar, and click there and be able to easily register for a class. Usually the three-hour classes are anywhere between $15 and $20 for people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how can they register?
And so what they would do is they would click on the link that's on the calendar, and then it's a completely online registration process. So we would take a credit card over the, over that system, and a person is all completely registered.
Okay. Is there a website?
You should mention that we have. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, our website lists the trainings that we offer on the training calendar, and so if you click there, it brings you to the registration information. So we try to make it easy to go through our website.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yes. Then the website is childcaring.org.
Yes. www.childcaring.org. Yes.
Kelly, we got a couple minutes left here of show. One of the things I wanted to focus on, certainly at this, with everything going on, you got one of the things that you guys do there is help families locate childcare to meet their needs. If people need to reach out and do that kind of thing, how can they do that with you guys? How can they reach out to you?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you for asking that. If families are looking for childcare, they have a couple of options. You can go to that www.childcaring.org, and there's a button that says Find Childcare, and so you can click there, input a small amount of information about the age of your child and where you're looking for care, a few other questions, and you could actually receive a personalized listing of childcare programs through the website. You get it back in an email along with some other links and helping you find a quality location. Or if you call our phone number, 1-800-628-8534, 1-800-628-8534, you could talk with a referral specialist who could take that bit of information from you, answer questions that you might have, and then the information, you know, typically is emailed. We could mail something if someone didn't have access to email. And I should mention that that's a free service to any family needing that type of information and support.
Yeah, that's something I definitely wanted to touch on, because child caring is a free resource for families looking for child care and support.
Yes, that is part of the funding that we receive from the State Department of Children and Families, helps families with that process for no charge at all.
Mm-hmm. Kelly, before we let you go, is there anything that you wanted to touch on or make sure that people understood or knew?
I just think that, you know, sometimes we feel like we're the best kept secret. And so as much as we can spread the word to families and child care providers, you know, we're here to help people and support people, whether it's COVID or non-COVID times. I think that we have a lot to offer both families and child care providers.
You know, and as we've kind of touched on through the conversation here, right now, parents are there's a lot, there's almost no families out there that are not struggling in one way or another, whether it is financially or just emotionally or anything like that. You guys are a fantastic resource for people to go to, certainly for answers and for help, but sometimes just a set of ears to listen and that too.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, Kelly, before we let you go, can you give people again the ways to reach to you, reach out to you guys?
Yes. Child Caring website is www.childcaring.org. Our 800 number is 1-800-628-8534. Look us up and check us out on Facebook as well.
I appreciate that. And again, that event that you guys have coming up on the 22nd, how can people register for that?
Yeah, please go to our website and check out our training calendar, and there's a link for the training. And that's how you would register and join into that training. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for the time, Kelly. We appreciate it. And you take care, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, James.
Thank you. And again, we want to thank Kelly Borchardt of Child Caring, Inc. for joining us, and it was as well as Christopher Gesch, chairman of the board of directors over at Encourage. I encourage you to follow both of them on social media, both their organizations, and keep up to date on what they have going on there. We appreciate the time from them. Certainly appreciate Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods for joining us as well. Always good talking with them. Be sure to join us the rest of the week. We've got great guests on Morning Magazine. Tomorrow at 10:06, joining us will be Cameron Kotarski, executive director of Visit Rome, Wisconsin. We'll be catching up with her and get an update on things in the Rome area. And in part two at 10:30, Laura Huber, 4-H program educator with UW-Madison Division of Extension Wood County, going to be with us as well. Looking forward to that. On Friday, Wisconsin Senator Patrick Teston will join us. Looking forward to talking to Mr. Teston, as always. And we'll wrap up the week with Morning Magazine, 10:30 on Friday, Alex Lenved going to join us, Dean of the Marshfield campus. I'm going to get into the agricultural program they have there and get some updates on that. Looking forward to another wrapping up the week here with great guests on Morning Magazine. Should be a lot of fun. Stick around. We've got Over the Back Fence coming up right after CBS News right here on AM 1320 WFHR.
Is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan.
A judge needs to have an open mind every step of the way.
Amy Coney Barrett again before the Senate committee considering her Supreme Court nomination. And from the sound of it all, Republicans are confident and Democrats appear frustrated.
Democrats have once again suggested Barrett's conservative record is a threat to the Affordable Care Act. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin.
The Republicans are doing everything they can to take away this protection.
But Barrett has continued to insist she's impartial.
Certainly no agenda. I'm not on a mission. I'm not hostile to the ACA at all.
Steve Dorsey, CBS News.